will address the body later today. Tropical Storm Helene is intensifying as it plows up through the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall along the Big Bend coast of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Former President Trump is in North Carolina campaigning today. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to deliver what her campaign says is a major speech on the economy in battleground Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Lots of questions on Capitol Hill for the CEO of Novo Nordisk, the company behind weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Chief among them, why Americans may be paying $1,000 a month for the drugs, while in Canada it's only a couple hundred bucks. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
In the U.S., you have healthcare companies, you have drug makers, you have pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, this word that's thrown out all the time and was used multiple times by the CEO in the hearing yesterday, who are all playing a part in this complicated negotiating process. And because of that, there are more openings where the prices can be higher, there's less consistency, and ultimately, Americans kind of don't always end up knowing what they're going to pay, a lot of times even after they've gotten the drug.
A federal bankruptcy court judge says he's ready to sign off on the sale of InfoWars, a platform created by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The proceeds will go to families of Sandy Hook victims who successfully sued Jones for nearly $1.5 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, the 28th at Prentice Park in Ashland, it's Camp Brother Bear 2024. Hosted by the Northland College alumni, they are inviting the Ashland community, Northland alumni, and friends to Prentice Park for an evening of music, fun, and relaxation. You can come down during the day to enjoy the community vibe and the beauty of Prentice Park, and the music kicks off at 4 p.m. and goes into the evening. All are welcome. There's no tickets or RSVP required. Just bring your energy and join them for a night of fun in the park. This event is free and open to everyone. There's going to be free music from 4 p.m. to 10:28 p.m. You can enjoy a great selection of beverages at the Beer Garden hosted by the City of Ashland. There's going to be a food truck on site with great eats, and you can connect with fellow community members, Northland students, faculty, staff, and alumni. And don't miss the chance to relax at Prentice Park with great music and positive vibes. Once again, that is this Saturday, the 28th, at Prentice Park in Ashland. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, Plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced the 2023 Conservation Warden of the Year. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR has named Brandon Smith its 2023 Conservation Warden of the Year. Smith, a member of the Racine Kenosha Warden Team in the DNR's Southeast region, joined the agency in 2006 and became a warden in 2013. He was presented the Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award at a banquet this month that was attended by colleagues, past recipients, and the Noyes family. The Haskell Noyes Award, created 94 years ago by the late Milwaukee businessman who sought recognition for officers protecting state resources, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation wardens. Recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that balances education and community involvement. Captain Mike Katzenberg of the DNR Southeast Region commended Officer Smith for his outstanding relationships with other area law enforcement agencies, including the Kenosha District Attorney's Office and the Illinois DNR. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine with a light westerly breeze, our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny 78. Friday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe, going to flunk a school. It makes me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it makes me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land.
Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up or your face. I sing it, this a song all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey, then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really. So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. Hey. I'll shut up your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place.
Hey.
I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Another edition of Reality Radio begins here at 98Q Country. We're going to talk with our athletic director, Darren Patterson. He'll join us a little bit after 8:30 to chat all things Shawamigan sports. Courtney from the Chamber is going to join us. I think Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement is going to join us also in the 9 o'clock hour. Birthdays, anniversaries, as always. If you got one of those, 715-762-3221. Appropriately enough, here in late September, we're going to talk some outdoor stuff. We got Craig in here from Bader Sports Center. I almost underdressed here, Craig, this morning, even though it's going to be 75 today. It's cool out here this morning.
Yeah, it's the mornings think it's fall. The afternoons think it's still summer.
Yeah, I love these 40-degree starts to the day, and then you're peeling down to a T-shirt mid-afternoon if you're going for a walk. This is good. I like it a lot. Let's talk the outdoors. Let's talk Bader Sports Center. People are starting to call, you're telling me, and talk. The 9-day traditional gun deer season always is a sacred time, and it seems like the hardcore hunters here up here are always looking forward to that time, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and we're getting, it's not been a real good start to the hunting seasons this year because of the weather, but starting to get calls from people down in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Tennessee wanting to come up here grouse hunting, wonder what it's like.
Yeah, so the warm weather that we've had, of course, has prevented some of the leaves from changing colors and falling, and that's provided a few vision problems, I understand, for some of those grouse hunters, right?
Well, I've talked to a few of them, and they're putting birds up. It's just they don't see them. It's too thick out there yet. So,
yeah,
Mother Nature's got to get rid of some leaves.
I think they're going to be around here for a little bit yet. Bow hunting, we got that going on already. Is that right?
Yep, that started a week ago Saturday.
All right.
I'm just talking to a bunch of guys. They're seeing a lot of deer on cameras. I'm seeing some pretty nice shooter bucks out there. The does are everywhere.
Yeah.
Bucks are starting to break up their bachelor groups now and getting their harems rounded up for for the rut coming up here a month and a half or so.
Well, with that wimpy winter we had last year, that certainly sets the stage for the deer herd to get bigger, right?
It should. It should.
Toby's here. Toby,
we've still got the predators out there. We're not going to mention the W word, but you usually can tell when the those things are around because the deer aren't. But when they're not around, ton of deer out there right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully we can get the feds to cooperate with the state of Wisconsin a little bit on that that wolf hunt. Just at least, I don't think anybody wants to get rid of them, but we just want to get that pack down a lot, right?
Right.
Just want to get that down.
Yeah, the farmers are starting to do the alfalfa mowing, third or fourth crop. I lost count. I see the soybeans are getting ready to be harvested, so that'll that'll get the deer out in the fields again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the gun deer season, of course, traditional one. People are starting to think about that, and you guys have some stuff. Always got the gear to keep them warm, keep them moving. Lacrosse boots, we got some specials going on with that, right?
Yep, we've got the new stuff is coming in. More the non-traditional, I guess you would call them, just out in the woods boots. We have rubber boots. For the guys that like to get down in the swamps after the grouse and the woodcock and the deer. And the ice fishermen.
Yeah, you got to find those people who are willing to walk through those swamps, right?
Kick out. I used to.
kick out those big bucks out of the swamp.
Yeah, I used to be the gopher back in the day. Not anymore.
Not anymore. And for those who like to stay warm, they got those. You were mentioning these to me earlier, and I was longing for the old days, as we were in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, of the old. I don't say I was longing, but the hand warmers, where you used to have to smack them, you know, and they'd last like a half hour. Well, technology does provide some good things. These rechargeable ones are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, we got some of those in. Depending on the setting you put them on, they'll keep your or they'll stay warm for 8 to 10 hours. So
yeah,
it's not like you have to pack a bunch of the old slap them and hope yeah. Heaters and then. Get back to the deer shack or the house, plug them into your laptop, recharge them for the next day.
Yeah, my dad always used to say your armpits and behind the knees are the warmest places on your body to keep warm. Well, you can just throw that out now and get those rechargeable hand warmers.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a couple different rechargeable things down there for hunting season. So come on down, check them out.
Yeah. You know, with this warm weather, we mentioned it has kind of, you know, made some of the fall hunting seasons a little off kilter with the visibility issue and stuff, but I understand some of the fishing with the warm weather has stayed pretty good, right?
I've talked to a couple guys that are catching some really nice bluegills. I saw a picture of one yesterday. It was as big as my hand, if
really?
Not bigger.
Really?
Some big perch are coming out. Fish are putting on the feed bag now that the waters are starting to cool down. So
yeah,
if you can't get out hunting, get out fishing.
Yeah, I tell you, if you can get out, especially you know late morning, afternoon, early evening, not too often. We're almost to October 1st where you can enjoy this really nice type of weather to be out fishing in this stuff, right?
Well, I like sitting on the porch having my coffee in the morning. The last couple have been a little chilly, and I don't drink coffee in the afternoon when it's warm. So
a little bit chilly, but pontoons and boats are staying in the water, I think, a little bit longer this year with this nice weather.
Yeah, there's been quite a few boats down at the boat landing in Phillips. So
yeah. Yeah, it's been good. Well, Bader Sports Center, of course, that's where Craig is at. He's your fourth-generation sports store right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Craig, whatever they need, if they're thinking about that gun deer season and they need whatever it's, handgun, long gun, even the crossbows and stuff like that, you guys got all the latest in there for them, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of people in looking at crossbows. We sent few out this week, so... Mm-hmm. It's getting good. I think people want to get out hunting. It's just, temperature-wise, it's not real conducive. If you shoot a deer now, you better get it quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's a job with the warm weather, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to sweat getting that thing out of there, so you better be ready for that. But we're seeing, like you said, that flow of traffic up here. This is the time of the year where we get a lot of people from other parts of the country coming
right
up for that grouse and other stuff, right?
Yep. We see them from Georgia. We see them from Tennessee, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Even Lugerville, right?
Even Lugerville.
That's right. That's right.
Foreign country all by itself.
Well, folks can always go on to the website, right, and check out what's going on there.
Absolutely. BaderSportsCenter.com. Check us out on Facebook. Come on into the store. We did a little rearranging, a little remodeling. Got all the Stormy Cromer stuff on a nice display wall, so real easy to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Find something you need there, too.
And you got some of the burnt log furniture. Burnt
log decor has got some stuff in there.
Yeah. And I was by there the other day out front. You've got some burners out there.
No, those are actually deer hunting blinds.
Oh, those are deer? I thought those were outdoor burning stoves. My vision's not real good. Oh, but they're getting fancy schmancy now. Those are pretty sharp-looking blinds. They look like little hoses
they're,
out there.
Insulated throughout. You can use them for... gun hunting, bow hunting, we've got one and two man blinds out there.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting three or four people with weapons in one of them, it gets a little cozy. But they're insulated real nice, so you can move around in them. The deer aren't going to hear you. You're going to stay warm. Put a little portable heater in there like you would during with your ice fishing shack.
Yeah.
Toasty warm.
Well, if they're too big, then you get some people in there you don't want in there. So that's, you know, that 3-4 thing, that's all right.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and after about 8-9 days out in the deer camp, you don't want too many people in there with you anyway.
Yeah, and then the spouse might want to come in there, too. And that's never good. So, so Bader Sports Center is the place. Check it out. They're right on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. Well, what are your hours there at Bader's?
Monday through Thursday, 8 till 5. Friday and Saturday, we're open 8 till 6 and 8 till 1 on Sundays.
All right. Very good. This is the time of the year for those of you who like to get out and get moving and hunt and just maybe just a walk through the woods, all the stuff there at Bader's. All right, Craig. Always good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, Craig, from Bader Sports Center here on the 98Q Reality Radio. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Well, we had some FDIC equal housing lender. Careful, Joel. We had some cross-country and other local sports results from last night. The Shawamigan cross-country team was running at a Spencer event yesterday, and the girls, they won the three-team event with Nielsville second. Actually, it was just two in the girls' team scores. Let's see. The girls win it. And I'm kind of scanning down here a little bit. Oh, that was, I see, middle school girls in varsity. So Shawamigan with, 51 points for that. Let's just get you some of the top runners here for Shawamigan, first of all. For the Shawamigan girls, you had Haley Bodo, the freshman, with one of the top runners, as she finished in fifth place for Shawamigan. It was Addison Boblick finishing in seventh. Claire Young finished in sixth place for the Shawamigan girls, and that at the varsity level. So they had a pretty good day yesterday, as my computer has decided that it's just going to absolutely freeze up on me right now. So the Shawamigan girls are having a strong year. They've got a really good core of runners. We talked with Mary Patterson about that a few weeks ago. So they're having a real nice start to the season already. And we'll get some more of that cross-country information to you in just a little bit, as my computer has decided it doesn't want to play with me right now. The Lady Midget volleyball team, they traveled to South Shore to take on the South Shore Cardinals, the JV winning 25-14 and 25-14. The varsity started out a little bit rocky, losing the first set 24-20, but then 25-20, and then they won 25-21, 26-24, 26-24 to take the match. The Midget Ladies winning against South Shore. And we had the Price County rivalry last night between Phillips and Shawamigan in volleyball, as Shawamigan came out and won the first game 25-20, but then Phillips wins 25-13, 25-15, and 25-15 to take the match 3-1. Lily Miller with 39 assists and 17 digs for Shawamigan in the for Phillips in the victory. Matea Ecker with 30 attack kills. It was Kendra Timmers with 12 attack kills. Layla Staroba with 14 digs. Gabby Prostek with 15 service points. And the Phillips JV defeated Shawamigan 3-0. Shawamigan won the JV 2 contest 3-0. The Phillips volleyball team next in action at the Phillips tournament. If you want to see some good volleyball Saturday, Phillips will be hosting their annual tournament. So you can check that out. We've got 8:24 here on Reality Radio.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
And we have our Text to Win contest continuing. Another keyword later this hour, brought to you locally by Nemeth Implement. They are your authorized dealer for Bush Hog, Bobcat, Mahindra, and many others too. Weekly local deliveries to the area. You can see them at NemethImplement.com. That's NIEMUTH, NemethImplement.com. Both will work. They're also located on Facebook too. Birthdays, anniversaries. Again, if you got one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'd be glad to pass along good wishes to them, birthday or anniversary. You can do belated if you want, if you missed it, or a few days ahead of time. Don't go any more than a week ahead of time. We have a tendency to lose stuff when it comes to that, or I do anyway. So get us your birthdays, anniversaries. We give away a free cake, and we do that every single Friday, courtesy of the bakery department right there at Super One here in Park Falls.
This is the final weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Don't miss your last chance for adventure. There's hilarious entertainment, delicious food and drink, live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. Discount tickets available at Cub Foods, Menards, Quick Trip, and Walgreens. This is our closing weekend, so the gates will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your on-site parking pass and plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com. Only 3 days left this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We'll get to our news update in just a little bit. We'll talk some sports with our Shawamigan AD, Darren Patterson, also in just a little bit. We have back to the cross country we mentioned a little bit earlier. Want to mention the Shawamigan middle schoolers. Easton Lemke led the way, the seventh grader, as he finished in sixth place at the event. And Spencer and Hunter Borilski, the seventh grader also, he finished in, seventh place also. And the Shawamigan middle school boys took third out of five teams that were participating there. At the varsity level, you had Cooper Mikulski. He took a fourth place finish overall to lead the Shawamigan boys. Jaden Oscar finished in sixth place, and Austin Hoffman finished in ninth, and Zachary Roberts finished in 10th place for Shawamigan. As a team, my internet just keeps clicking in and out here for some reason. Shawamigan won it with 35 points. And Columbus Catholic second, Nielsville in third. So nice job there. And we mentioned the girls a little bit earlier. Let's get that whole thing to you. Kate Ernst of Shawamigan finishing in third place for the middle school girls team. And the middle school girls went on to, I believe, win that. But again, I'm just going to stop talking about this right now because the internet is just not loading the page that I need to. So we'll get to the rest of that information hopefully a little bit later. We'll talk some Shawamigan sports. We'll talk Park Falls Chamber. Courtney will join us as Reality Radio continues with our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 600 dead so far, and nearly 500,000 could be displaced in continued fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Beirut.
As the two warring sides ramp up their attacks, hundreds of thousands of families now internally displaced in just 3 days. One family telling us they traveled for nearly 20 hours to get to safety. Two parents and their five children, their youngest, baby Mohammed, just 8 months old.
The UN General Assembly continues meeting in New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the body later today. Tropical storm Helene is intensifying as it plows up through the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall along the Big Bend coast of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Former President Trump is in North Carolina campaigning today. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to deliver what her campaign says is a major speech on the economy in battleground Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
And we'll get to some of our local stuff and sports in just a moment. We're going to talk high school sports with Shawamigan High School Athletic Director Darren Patterson. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Well, good. We haven't had to bring out the winter gloves and the winter coat yet for any of these JV or varsity football games, so I'm all right with that, Darren. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it is nice to enjoy the comforts of a decent temperature, I guess. But, you know, sometimes those cooler temperatures kind of feel like football weather. But I'm with you, too. I'm not going to complain too much. It's been a pretty nice fall up to this point.
Yeah, a little tough on the football players. They overheat quite a bit out on the field. It was a nice night for football on Friday night with Shawamigan traveling down to take on Flambeau. And from listening to that game and listening back to it and talking to Coach Morgan, it was just one of those cases where it looked like Flambeau had a couple of exceptional athletes, especially on that defensive side, and Shawamigan just struggled a little bit to kind of get that offense moving. With an eight-man football, you had a couple of real good athletes. They can dominate that game pretty good.
No question about it. And we knew Flambeau had a good couple of athletes. And Flambeau's kind of a school that always has a couple of decent athletes anyway. So they got us. They beat us pretty good on Friday. It was kind of cool to play Flambeau too, Joel. Years ago, even when we go back to the former Park Falls School District, Flambeau and Park Falls had played each other in different sports over the years. And for whatever reason, we haven't been doing that as much, at least in the last decade or what have you. So it was kind of neat to go over there, and some of our middle school programs have been playing Flambeau and some things too. And hopefully we can play them in some more activities, too, because it's not like it's that far of a drive for us anyways. They always kind of have a neat little facility over there, kind of, you know, in farm country a little bit.
But, yeah.
They had a couple good little athletes, and that's a good point you make in the eight-man football game. You know, if you have two or three good little athletes, you know, there's only eight people out there on the field. You know, if you have two, you could say like 25% of the players out there are elite. So, but we turned the chapter on that one, and we know we have a big game this Friday because Athens is coming here, and we know Athens played Hurley really tough last week. I believe it was a 12-6 game, kind of a defensive-minded game. So we know that we're going to really have to get after it. And we haven't played Athens yet in eight-man football. So this will be a first there with them, too. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah. You mentioned that the tradition of Flambeau and Shawamigan / Park Falls playing. I remember when I moved here in 2000, that was the year that Jimmy Leonard brought his Flambeau team to Park Falls and beat the Cardinals in a playoff game. And I remember seeing the leaping ability of Jimmy Leonard. And I know the tradition of that Flambeau Park Falls Cardinals / Shawamigan rivalry has a lot of other stories, too.
Yeah, and that's a good one because, I mean, Jimmy Leonard, look what he did once he left the Flambeau, too. He, you know, his body of work, what he's been able to accomplish with his sporting career in the game of football is certainly unmatched, at least up here in the Northwoods. So, it was really cool to play them. And now for football, we are in the same conference. We're in the Northwoods East Conference. So we know for football, unless the WI scrambles things up again in the next few years with the conference realignment for football. If they do, well, hopefully we'll find a way to stay together, but it's kind of a natural fit for us to see them for sure.
Yeah, three out of the next four games for Shawamigan will be home games. 7:30, a little bit later start Friday night, I understand, due to the refs coming from the Mellon game. Is that right?
That's 100% correct, and I'm glad you mentioned that too. So I mean, people are welcome to come early, but just be advised that we are stating that it is a 7:30 start, but there's no gimmies that we're starting at 7:30 either. You know, we're kind of at the mercy of how the Mellon game unfolds. And I guess just to let our community know, we are experiencing a shortage of officials, and not just football, but just about in every sport, we just are. And sometimes that makes it quite difficult to plan and get these games going. And I know last week when we played at Flamble, the crew that we had, which was for a 7 o'clock game, they were they did a game at Winter at 4 o'clock. So we're seeing this a lot, at least up here in the Northwoods, where officiating crews are double-dipping and trying to do two games at once. And it's probably not ideal, not ideal for the crew members either. But we're trying to make the best of the situation. So hopefully we can get some new people. So if there's any listeners out there that have an interest in any sport for that matter, if you want to try your luck at officiating, we would certainly take people up on that. I know you're someone, Joel, that's helped us out with basketball officiating. But, you know, if anyone is ever scared about it, I think once you kind of do it a few times, you kind of learn a little bit more about it, and you kind of get those nervousness and worries that you might have with it. I think it kind of falls into place for you after time.
Right, exactly. Let's talk volleyball, because we had the Price County rivalry last night. Phillips and Shawamigan ended up being a pretty competitive match down there in Phillips. Shawamigan gave them a good test.
Yeah, no question about it. And let's be honest, Phillips, and while we can say Prentice too, they've kind of had a run of the mare with North in recent years in volleyball up here. But we know we're getting closer. A lot of our games are more competitive, and I don't know. I'm trying to remember what our overall record right now on the spot is. It might be 6-8, I want to say. But we are closing the gap there. We are starting to be way, way more competitive. And I know we would have liked to have snuck out of there in Phillips last night with the victory. But the fact that we're playing them tougher, the sets, the margins are closer, I think it's speaking volumes of the direction that we're heading. And, you know, we really respect what Phillips does with their volleyball program, too. So to go to their place and compete with them, like I said, it's a step in the right direction for us.
All right. Yeah, you're right on that 6-8, and they're traveling to take on Athens, I believe, in their next contest next week, it looks like.
Yes, our next conference game will be next Tuesday at Athens, but we are going to go back to Phillips on Saturday. Phillips has a multi-tournament, and I don't know off the top of my head, but I think we're going to get like 5 or 6 matches there. They're going to set up a round-robin format.
Nice.
All these schools will get in a bunch of games. So volleyball on Saturday in Phillips, and then Athens on Tuesday.
All right, very good. And we've got the cross-country team. They were in action last night, not a huge meet at down in Spencer, but looks like the boys and girls both performed well again.
Yeah, they both took first place, so that's very encouraging. Our girls have been doing pretty well this season, and I think as most people know. But for our boys, it was their first place finish of the year, so that was kind of a good feel good vibe meet for them, because you know they've been working pretty hard too, just like all our fall sport athletes are, and to be rewarded with a first place finish, I'm sure it was a happy bus ride home for them. Now we move on from Spencer, and I know our kids are looking forward to their next meet, which is Friday at Stratford, and they get to do something that they really never get to do. They're going to get to run under lights.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the Stratford night meet coming up this week. The first race will start at 7:30, and it's just really kind of a cool experience. So Stratford, they'll have lights. The whole course is just covered in lights so that the runners can see where they're going. But it's kind of nice to put the spotlight on the cross-country runner, so to speak. You know, they don't really necessarily get the fanfare that that some other programs would, like football with the Friday night lights and you know, like having a gym where people can sit in the bleachers and kind of have more of an active crowd. So I always kind of like this meet for them for that reason, because it just kind of, I don't know, it makes it feel like the meet is more big time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and before we let you go, Darren, we got Packers Vikings on Sunday. Mr. Patterson's going to tell us who's going to win that game. Who you got for us?
Well, you know I'm a homer, a big Wisconsin sports guy. You know, it's going to be a good game, Joel. It's going to be a very good game. I think the Vikings are, I think they've caught some people's attention. They're obviously off to a nice start. And, you know, I didn't think much of their 2-0 start, but then when San Francisco comes in and they mop them up pretty good, that kind of catches your attention. So,
yeah.
But the game is in Lambeau. It sounds like Jordan Love might be quarterbacking. I don't know. I'm expecting a good game. I'll give a slight edge to the Packers because they're at home. But if they were playing in Minnesota, I'd be fair, I'd probably give the edge to the Vikings. But we'll see.
Yeah, I think the line is 2.5, which means, yeah, it's a toss-up if it's on a neutral field. Yeah, a couple good defensive teams. So it looks like it's going to be a defensive battle, which means it'll probably be like 47-44 will be the final, probably.
That's usually how that works out.
Yeah, exactly. Darren, always...
So you're going Vikings?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be tough to win at Lambeau because this is obviously a very important game. If the Packers can win this, they pull even in the division. The Viking defense is really, really good. They just win the battle at the line of scrimmage. But on the other hand, that Packer offensive line is one of the best in football, too. So that's going to be interesting to see when the ball is snapped, to see which way that line moves. If the Packers are pushing the Vikings or vice versa, I think that's probably your difference right there.
Very well could be. You bet.
All right, Darren. Always good to talk to you, Mr. Patterson. Thank you. We'll chat with you next week, hopefully.
Yep, take care.
Thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, he is the high school athletic director for the Shawamigan Schools, and we appreciate him taking time to update us each Wednesday here on Reality Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, Thursday the 26th at 5 p.m., it's a night for wildlife at the Whitetail Inn in St. Germain. This is hosted by the Northwoods Wildlife Center, celebrating 45 years of wildlife rescue, rehabilitation, and education. This special event promises an evening filled with delicious food, live music, and a chance to learn about the wildlife they have helped, along with a unique opportunity to get up close and personal with some of their resident education animals. The evening will also feature a live auction where attendees can bid on exclusive items and experiences, with all proceeds directly supporting the vital work of the Northwoods Wildlife Center. In addition to the auction, attendees will have the chance to engage with their beloved resident education animals, learning about their stories and the important role they play in their educational programs. Tickets are available at $75 per person at northwoodswildlife.org. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine with a light westerly breeze, our high 74 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny 78. Friday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Birthdays, sorry we're a little bit late on these, but we have Terry Miller, who is celebrating today from your loving family. Terry, hope you have a terrific day on this 25th day of September. If this is a special day for you, whether it's birthday or anniversary, we want to tell you that you share it with these people. Donald Glover, the Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor and director, is celebrating a 41st birthday today. Lee Norris, the actor from TV's One Tree Hill, is 43. We've got Bridget Wilson Sampras, the former Miss Teen USA, is an actress from The Wedding Planner and Love Stinks, 51 today for Bridget Wilson Sampras. We got Catherine Zeta-Jones, the native of Wales, won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Chicago back in 2003. Many other notables, too, including Mask of Zorro, 55, for Catherine Zeta-Jones today. Will Smith, supermodel. That's the first word we're going to put in front of Will Smith. All right, supermodel. And, hang on a second. Flipped the wrong page, sorry. But, I mean, he is an attractive young man. Well, he's not young anymore, but what is he, 56? Oh, that's young. We'll call him a supermodel. Okay, that's not the description, though, but I will. The Philadelphia native, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand all that stuff from back in, what was it, the 90s, I believe. Then he, of course, had the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then he went on to do the Men in Black and all the movies and stuff. And then he decided he was going to slap Chris Rock, which he deserved it. He kind of did. Bad Boys, Aladdin, Gemini Man, Independence Day. You go on and on. Will Smith, pretty rounded, talented young man at the age of 56, from music to acting and everything else. Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas's son, is married to Catherine Zeta-Jones, who we just mentioned, with whom he shares the birthday. He has won a couple of Academy Awards, a Best Picture Oscar in 1976 for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which he co-produced, and a Best Actor in 1988 for Wall Street. Many others he's done, too. Michael Douglas, acting legend, born on this day in 1944. He is 80 today. Royce Kendall, the male half of the Kendalls music group, born on this day, 1934, passed back in 1998. Barbara Walters, the newscaster, host, interviewer. She was on The View for a while. Had a very unique, just the way that she spoke was a little bit of a, you know, they called her Barbara Wawa. She had a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a speech impediment, but it was a unique way that she said some words and delivered. But a broadcasting and journalist legend, Barbara Walters, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2022. And Fierro Francis Phil Rizzuto, the good-natured baseball Hall of Famer, New York Yankee shortstop, nicknamed the Scooter. Phil Rizzuto was for many years the team's on-air voice, too. He also added his play-by-play skills to Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. That's him doing this baseball on there. Phil Rizzuto, born on this day in 1916. He passed back in 2007.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98 Q Country. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
Go for the greener gold is brought to you on 98Q Country by Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville, your authorized dealer for Bush Hog, Bobcat, Mahindra, and more. Offering weekly local delivery. Find them on Facebook or nemuthimp.com.
And another keyword coming up a little bit later on this morning, a couple more this afternoon, as we continue to give away all kinds of good stuff with our text to win. And by the way, a little bit of a teaser. Next week, we're going to do a text to win contest just right here on 98Q, and we're going to give away some Wisconsin Dells packages to get you into Mount Olympus and some other attractions at Wisconsin Dells. So stay tuned for that. We'll get that going next week, probably Monday or Tuesday. Courtney has stopped by from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, greeted by our Toby, our greeter, Toby the dog, Gray's dog. How you doing, Courtney?
I'm doing well, even better now. It's a great way to be greeted in the morning, a happy face.
Isn't it? It's wonderful to come in and have a dog greet you at the door. Yeah, it's funny. All right, let's talk about Chamber. What's going on? We got Halloween coming up, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we've got Fright Fest coming up Saturday, October 26th from 10 to 2. And as an addition to that, for the adults that want to participate, we actually have the week leading up to Fright Fest, we are doing a business scavenger hunt. Okay. More details will be released on that. But basically, you can pick up a passport card and visit as many businesses as you can before our 26th date at Fright Fest and bring that pass with you or turn it into the chamber ahead of time. And it puts you in for a prize basket drawing. You get one entry for every business that you visit. If you visit all of them, you get additional entries. And also there is a theme. And if you can guess the theme based on each business has a secret word, if you can figure out what that theme is, you get an additional 5 entries into the drawing. So
all right.
The more you participate, the more fun it is. And it's completely free. We'll have cards out to the businesses that are participating and a list will be posted on our website as we get closer to that date.
Okay. All right.
And then also there's so much going on in October. We've got the Flambeau Riders are doing a couple rides in October here. Those details are out on our events calendar. Catkins Animal Rescue has some fundraisers coming up. Those details are all out on our events calendar. But a new one that just came in yesterday, the Schwamigan Student Council reached out because they are planning their homecoming parade for Friday, October 11th at 2 p.m. And they are looking to get more community involvement this year. So if you're interested in participating in the parade by creating a float, or if you would like to sponsor a class float or sports float, you can reach out to the CHS Student Council or Mrs. Tank. So that email is chsstudentcouncil@csdk12.net. Or you can reach out to Mrs. Tank at 715-764-2474 extension 2260. So they're looking to get more people involved and we want a great turnout for them.
Yeah,
for
with the pandemic and all that stuff, a lot of that stuff kind of took a hit on that. And we're trying to kind of revive it and bring it back a little bit, right?
Yeah, and it's just such a great way to show community spirit and support these students, the athletes, the academic students. They all work really hard and this is something they put a lot of effort into. And the student council, it's just a great thing for kids to be involved in, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, homecoming weeks are always special. I think people look back at their days in school. They can always remember a couple of things about their homecoming week that were very interesting and unique. So
yeah, so it's just a good way to show support for the kids, and they put a lot of hard work into their floats and everything, so it's really fun to watch, too.
All right.
So even if you can't participate, make sure to go check it out on the 11th at 2 o'clock.
All right, very good. All right, so a lot going on. Of course, the Fright Fest, Fright Fest?
Yes, Fright Fest.
The 26th of October?
Yes, Saturday the 26th. We're going to have, I just checked on the giant pumpkin last night, so we'll be posting those photos to our Facebook page. It stopped growing now, but it's still in great condition, so we're still on par for our giant pumpkin drop as long as, no tragedy strikes it between then and now, so I'll keep checking up on it and keep giving you guys updates. But
yeah, and we do the trunk or treat on that day too, right? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, trunk or treat will be from 10 to 2 during the entire time of the event. Kids can stop by all the different booths or trunks and get their candy filled.
And talk about who is distributing the candy there, businesses, groups, or who's invited to do that?
Yeah, any business or group that would like to participate in Trunk or Treat can definitely do so. A lot of times we have extra people stop by even day of and just ask for a spot to set up, which is totally fine. But if you plan on participating, please reach out to the chamber at 715-762-2703. Just let us know you're coming so we can make sure we have enough parking spots reserved, because we kind of do each business or organization gets a parking space and they can either set up a table display or have a vehicle there that they've decorated and hand out candy. But we get a lot of different businesses and organizations that participate. One of my favorites that's been participating is the Mercer Loons. Always has something really cool there. Mm-hmm. They had a motorcycle and like a skeleton dog and stuff. It was amazing. The banks, the credit union, everybody like that. Girl Scouts. And I know even the Leos Lions have participated, and it's always fun to see what people come up with.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's Saturday the 26th, the Saturday before Halloween.
Yes.
All right. Very good. People can always go to parkfalls.com, check out any events as we get closer to the rest of the holidays later and Thanksgiving and all that stuff. That's a good
place. Yep, Turkey Trot will be coming up too, so keep watching for details.
Very good. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Courtney, Executive Director of our Park Falls Chamber, joining us on 98Q and Reality Radio.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you. So good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, spin you in some red dirt, sweep you off the boat.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Lebanese Health Ministry says as many as 500,000 people could be displaced if fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. The terror group firing a long-range missile over Tel Aviv this morning, further than its missiles have ever gone before, 125 miles. It was intercepted by Israel's defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC News this morning, diplomacy is the best solution.
If there were a full-scale war, and we've managed to avert one till now, we've had a number of times since October 7th where we seem to be on the verge of it. Deterrence, diplomacy by the United States prevented that from happening. But if there were to be a full-scale war, that wouldn't solve the problem. It wouldn't get people back to their homes.
Tropical Storm Helene is strengthening as it moves up through the Gulf of Mexico and toward Florida's northern Gulf Coast. There was a bus hijacking in Los Angeles this morning. A man with an assault-style rifle under arrest. One passenger was killed, the bus driver and another passenger taken off the bus after an hour-long police chase. This is ABC News.